top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, May 14th for 2024. Here are the headlines. Financial economist and leader of the United Workers Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, condemned the actions of some CBS students for singing and dancing to nasty business music with sexually explicit lyrical content at school. In sports news, the Dominica Football Association is in the process of selecting some active foreign-based Dominican football players to compete for Dominica at the World Cup qualifiers.
Top of the hour.
In other news, Haiti began the search for a new prime minister on Monday, in keeping with an agreement reached in April that allowed for the establishment of the Presidential Transitional Council.
DA.com. Right on cue.
And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa denied opposition claims that the recent halt in energy cuts by state utility Eskom, which imposed record power outages in 2023, is linked to the May 29th elections.
As it happens.
Details coming up next.
Wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Economist and leader of the United Workers Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, has condemned the misbehavior of a number of Casabra secondary school students who were seen as singing out loud and dancing to nasty business music with sexually explicit lyrical content at a function at the school. He added, "What was most astonishing is that the children knew all the words of the song." Dr. Fontaine expressed sadness at the reality he witnessed on a video and placed the blame equally and squarely on some of the leaders of society, and particularly in the education ministry and the school, for condoning this type of music in public spaces. Dr. Fontaine called for urgent enforcement of the appropriate laws to regulate such public performances and public airing of such sexually explicit musical expressions in Dominica in an effort to safeguard the youth from exposure to such distasteful sexual musical content.
I'm a real concern, because to me, what that shows is a larger societal problem that we have in Dominica, because these songs are unchecked. These songs have been played anytime, anywhere. All children are listening to it, because I understand that when the song was being played in the school, it was just the what they call a cleaned up version. They only had the music, they had extracted the lyrics. Yet the children knew exactly what song was being played. Because these kinds of songs are being played ad infinitum, all over the place, anytime, anywhere, regardless of who is around. And that, to me, is where the problem starts. There should be a certain constraint on these types of lyrics, exposing our children to these kind of lyrics. I've heard of incidents of young children as young as 5, 6 years old repeating those words to their classmates in school, and it is extremely worrying, you know, and we must do something about this. It's not about trying to discourage expressive or artistic comment or expression, but I think there must be limits placed. You must be able to protect, especially the vulnerable and the young children in society, and I don't think we have done a good job enough of that. I think these lyrics should be banned, except in certain conditions. They should not be allowed to be played all over the place, and what we saw in Casabra was just a sad and sorry reflection of this. It did not look like high school to me. It looked like, a vulgar club somewhere. And that is not good enough for young children. It's not good for the values, the kind of principles that you want to build into our school children. And that, to me, is a matter of serious concern that must be addressed.
And that was economist and leader of the United Workers Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine. The Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, has announced the hosting of its Eggs and Issues Business Breakfast set for May 30th at 8:30 a.m. at the Elegant Ballroom of the Prevost Cineball. Executive Director of the DAIC, Cohen Jean-Baptiste, says the event is designed for business leaders, entrepreneurs and stakeholders in Dominica's vibrant business community, adding that attendees will gain valuable insights and practical skills to navigate the complex regulatory landscape.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce invites you to our breakfast event, Eggs and Issues, on May 30th, 8:30 a.m. at the Prevost Cinema. Come, discover the secrets to navigating Dominica's legal landscape. Learn how to protect your business from legal threats and pitfalls. Engage in dynamic panel discussion addressing your burning business concerns and network with industry leaders and entrepreneurs. See you for Eggs and Issues.
Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce Executive Director Kwin John Baptist. In observance of World Immunization Week, Fine Foods Inc. partnered with the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Social Services to donate diapers across the island through its Paddlers line of baby products. The campaign launched under the theme Engage Now to Protect the Future, hashtag GetVaxxed, emphasized the importance of collective efforts to save and improve lives from vaccine-preventable diseases. Throughout the week, the ministry has organized various activities, including a mop-up campaign for children, an influencer drive, vaccinations for homebound clients and school visits, targeting unvaccinated pre-K and kindergarten children. Fine Foods Inc. distributed diapers ranging from newborn size 1 to toddler size 6 to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, Regional Fitzroy Armour Hospital in Portsmouth and Health Districts in Roseau, St. Joseph, Granby, Casabrus and Laplane. These diapers were included in care packages for mothers of vaccinated children and for less fortunate mothers in these communities. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. National sports commentator Lockhart Sebastian has added his voice to the unfortunate vexing incident involving students of the Casabrus Secondary School, who was singing nasty music with strong sexual lyrical contact to an instrumental created by artists of nasty business promoters in Dominica. Sebastian says that type of lewd music and the students' behavior should be strongly condemned by the Minister of Education and the principal of the Casabrus Secondary School.
We saw the disgusting video, which up to now has not been condemned. I mean, how on earth, my God, in a school, you have a song playing like that. Children saying they don't want to talk, they want to do whatever else. And you know, I'm wondering, guys, if we see the real video, if teachers went inside there dancing to the tunes, that's what I'm trying to wonder, if they wondered, how on earth, in our desert school, they could never play a song like that in school. Nobody could be dancing to that kind of song. And it has not been condemned by the school. In fact, somebody said there's a thing from the principal. How do they know it from the principal? Anybody can send out a thing on social media, you know. Nothing signed. The people must come out on the news and condemn it from the school, the ministry, the lady from the minister, and condemn that thing. Not send statements on social media saying it came from the principal. We don't know that. We don't know if that is a fact. We don't know. So people must come out straight.
National sports commentator Lockhart Sebastian. In sports news on May 8th, 2024, the Dominica Olympic Committee recognized the efforts of two of its Dominican boxers, namely Delroy John Charles and Joshua Tuse, who put up quite the performance in their match in Barbados. Joshua Tuse won by the RSC, that's a referee stop competition, in round 3 with a time of 2 minutes and 15 seconds, while Delroy John Charles won on points. Both received gold medals for their superb performances. Tuse and Charles' upcoming matches will run from May 21st to June 3rd, 2024. The DOC says these matches serve as preparation for the Paris 2024 Olympic boxing qualifiers in Bangkok, Thailand. National football coach Ellington Sabin has revealed that Dominica Football Association is in the process of selecting some active foreign-based Dominican football players to compete for Dominica at the World Cup qualifiers in June of 2024. These foreign-based players will be coming to Dominica by May 20th, 2024, to prep with local members of the team.
In the 23-man squad for the Guatemalan Jamaica game, there will be foreign-based. Well, the foreign-based players are scheduled to arrive between the 20th and the 30th of this month. As you may, the coaching staff has been allotted a number from anywhere from 5 to 7 foreign-based. So, but it all depends on the talent that exists locally. We're not trying to make this something for every foreign base. I mean, there'll always be the returning foreign base, I think, and the choice and so on now there from the campaign. We're not trying to, like, reinvent it as much. You always believe in keeping the team as local as possible, but at the same time, remaining competitive. Well, there's a long list of players that have made themselves available in the US, in Europe, of quality. There are some that play. There's a forward who plays for Fulham that we are currently looking at. Well, there's Troy Jules, who has currently left Jamaica and is in Norway playing. There's Glenson Prince, who's the goalkeeper, and as well as the captain. And there's a few other talents in the US and in Europe that we have identified, and we are seeking to bring them now for the game.
And that was national football coach Ellington Sabin. In other news, Haiti has started the search for a new prime minister following an April 3rd agreement that established the Presidential Transitional Council to address the nation's political and socio-economic crisis. Meantime, the Fannie Mae Lavas political party, led by former President Jean Bertrand Aristide, threatened to withdraw from the 9-member CPT if Prime Minister Fitz Belizier was not removed. He is a former sports minister appointed by the CTP to replace interim Prime Minister Michael Patrick Bolsvert, former Minister of Economy and Finance. The Conference of Haitian Pastors criticized Belizier's appointment, calling it an undemocratic approach and a violation of the April 3rd, 2024 agreement. Despite this criticism, the Communications Office of the Presidency announced that political parties and other organizations supporting the April 3rd agreement agreed to proceed with the official opening of applications for the Prime Minister position as part of the transition governance process. And the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday dismissed opposition claims that the recent halt in the long-standing electricity cuts is linked to the upcoming May 29th election. State utility Eskom, which imposed record power outages in 2023 and continued them into the early of 2024, has now achieved 48 consecutive days without load shedding, the longest stretch in over 2 years.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday rejected opposition allegations that a recent pause in electricity cuts was due to an election coming up on May 29th. The Democratic Alliance, the biggest opposition party, last week attributed the improved power supply to, quote, political interference by the ANC. It accused the party of putting pressure on Eskom to keep the lights on. In 2023, rolling power cuts imposed by state utility Eskom reached record levels. They continued into the first quarter of this year. But there has now been no load shedding, as South Africans called the cuts, for 48 days, the longest period for more than 2 years. The dramatic improvement in power supply has led to accusations that the timing was designed to improve voters' satisfaction. Ramaphosa said Eskom's improved performance showed that the government's energy plan, announced in 2022, was bearing fruit. He attributed the improvement to a renewed focus by Eskom on maintenance, new generation capacity from renewables, and a strong take-up of rooftop solar panels. However, Eskom's former CEO alleged last week that the utility is burning more diesel to increase supply. According to South Africa's energy regulator, in April alone, Eskom had generated more than half of the amount budgeted for per quarter. South Africa's electricity minister denied the accusation.
There could be nothing further from the truth.
The ANC is facing its toughest electoral test to date. Opinion polls suggest it's on course to lose its parliamentary majority for the first time since it came to power 30 years ago at the end of apartheid.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Financial economist and leader of the United Workers Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, condemned the actions of some CBS students for singing and dancing to nasty business music with sexually explicit lyrical content at school.
Right on cue.
In sports news, the Dominica Football Association is in the process of selecting some active foreign-based Dominican football players to compete for Dominica at the World Cup qualifiers. In other news, Haiti began the search for a new prime minister on Monday, in keeping with an agreement reached in April that allowed for the establishment of the presidential transitional council.
The Big Station.
And the South African president Cyril Ramaphosa denied opposition claims that the recent halt in energy cuts by state utility Eskom, which imposed record power outages in 2023, is linked to the May 29th elections. I have been your presenter, Fidison Valman.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q9.